This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Here we are, a bit of Gretazilla. Oh, you've got to try the roll the R there.
Yes, you did.
Greta.
Greta.
Gretazilla.
Greta.
She's with us on the phone. Good morning, Greta.
You guys sound like my grandmother.
Shout out.
Is that a compliment?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Just her accent. It makes her all the up.
Where are you from? Where's your family from? Where's the name Zilla come from?
It's German. Okay. It's German. My dad came out here when he was quite young, but all his family is still back in Germany. So my grandmother called me Greta.
Greta.
Love it. Beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name. And, look, congratulations on the new record, Judas Tree. Got to tell you, a little bit different to your first release, Queen of Boomtown. Yeah. You've gone a different way here, and it's really cool.
Thank you. Thanks. I didn't want to do the same thing twice, and we wanted to make it bigger and bolder and louder, and I hope we achieved that.
I think you did. I was listening to the acoustic version of that song we just had there, Stockholm. You've been doing some really cool stuff online. I really dig it, and especially those collaborations. How did all that sort of come about?
Yeah, so I was part of this initiative called Global Music Match that Sounds Australia started last year. And so what it is that so Sounds Australia is our music export organisation, and they got together with a couple of other music export organisations across the world, and they selected artists from within their country, and I think that it ended up being like 76 of us, and we were all put into groups. And the point of the exercise was to collaborate and to promote each other and to get to make friends and do things online. We all had a feature week, and in my feature week, I did a heap of collaborations with my other team members and did songs from my album.
So cool. So cool. Mm. Yeah.
Greta, you've been mentored by a couple of legends in the past as well. I was reading a part of the research I was doing that you had a little bit of time with Busby and Moreau. I think it was one of them, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
What was that like, that experience? And from my point of view, they're just great storytellers when they do their music, and I just wonder if that sort of rubbed off on you and what you learned from that.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, they're fantastic duo and band, and it was lots of fun being able to just spend some time with Tom. He's a bit of a fun guy to hang out with, and I learn a heap, and yeah, it was really, really cool.
And some amazing people on this record that you collaborated with as well. Dan Sultan, Angus Julia Stone, our very own Jen Mize. it's unreal. Like, how hard is it to sort of get all those moving parts together to be on your album?
Yeah, so the guys that play with Angus and Julia Stone and who else did you mention? The other person.
Dan Sultan.
It's early here for me. so they played on my first album as well. So it, even though like my sound is different, I used the same guys, and which is really cool because they sort of knew what I was about and went in, knowing what to expect. And I just have been really lucky with it when it comes to Jen, that she has been in the vicinity of where I have been recording when I have been recording. So both times I've said to her, oh, if you're around, would you mind coming in and doing some vocals for me?
Isn't she just an amazing vocalist as well? You know, not only a beautiful human, but an amazing talent.
Yeah, she really, really is. And she just has one of those voices that is totally unique when you hear it.
Yeah.
But she also has the ability to blend it and make herself a backing singer, which is a technique unto itself. Yeah, so I've been very lucky. Yeah.
Hey, Greta, how's it been sort of doing a new album in lockdown and in COVID? And I know, you know, so many musicians are in this boat of making music while being in lockdown. How's that been for you, and has it influenced your new album? And how's it been trying to collaborate with other artists in lockdown?
So I was actually one of the lucky ones, or more frustrated than most. I recorded my album before lockdown.
Oh, so really?
You've been sitting on this puppy.
Time in 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been sitting on it for 2 years.
Wow.
Waiting. So I thought, oh, we'll be able to release it next year.
Your album's been in lockdown.
Yeah. My album's been in lockdown as well.
You put it in quarantine.
Extended quarantine. And then I thought, oh, no worries, we'll just release it, you know, 2021, and I'll be able to tour and do all the things.
Yeah.
And that's sort of, I've tried. I've been to Queensland a couple of times and played shows, but that's about all I've done this year.
Oh, dear idea. Can you tell me what's going on in the clip for Stockholm?
So Stockholm's clip, we decided to have a little bit of a make it a little bit fun, and I spend the whole clip driving around taped to the steering wheel of a Magna.
It made me anxious. I was like, got to get over there and help her. And then, you know, everyone's coming up.
My useless bandmate come in and try and help.
They just saw the key wasn't there to turn the car off, and they're like, oh,
yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Sorry, did you say it was a Mitsubishi Magna?
Yeah, it's an old
Magna. The old Magna, eh?
The old Magna. One of my friend Andrew Wrigglesworth from the Weeping Willows is a big Magna fan, and he restores Magnas and is a part of a Magna.
Not all heroes wear capes. There's some heroes out there.
And so we were able to borrow one of his Magnas. Wow. And
special.
Mandy the Magna.
Now, I'm trying to figure out where this album and these songs in particular kind of fit. I mean,
yeah.
Certainly not traditional country music by any stretch, but it still fits, you know, it still slots in nicely in a playlist or a country playlist, Americana. Where do you see this direction?
So there sort of is, like, it's funny in Australia, like Americana in Australia is quite narrow as to what the sound should be and is outside of Australia. If you look at the Americana Awards, folks like the Alabama Shakes have won awards, and they aren't country at all.
No,
Brittany Howard's exceptional.
Oh, shouldn't she what?
Yeah, but they're Americana artists. So I classify myself as Americana because, you know, my influences come from the rock and the blues and folk and country, and they all come from there. We just don't sort of have a category for that in Australia.
Yeah,
Australiana?
No.
Be quiet, Danny. Yeah, be quiet.
Sure. Do you have a favourite song on the record?
Actually, my favourite song on the record is Over My Head. The solo, the guitar solo in that.
Yeah, yeah.
It splits my boat every time I hear it.
Beautiful.
Speaking of guitar solos, it looks like you're going on tour soon with Ian Moss and Troy Cassidaly, and a couple of big festivals coming up at Murray Bridge. It must be exciting for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. These things were meant to happen this year, but being able to tour with Ian Moss and Troy Cassidaly is, like, I cannot wait. I was so excited to be able to do it this year, but I have to hold off until I think it's March next year we start.
So
really, really excited.
Going to sing some backing vocals on Tucker's Daughter, maybe?
Oh, I'm not going to say no.
just don't sing Snap My Teeth All Over Town, because we've figured out that's not the...
What was that line?
I will make sure that I have all the lyrics down pat by the time I roll around.
I love your work, Greta. You're a superstar, and we're gonna play this. I've been listening to this a lot, this song, because I pick up something new every time I hear it. There's a lot of layers and a lot going on in this tune, Damage Done. How long did this one take to put together? Because like I said, it's really, really layered. There's lots going on here.
Yeah, we love, Paul and I, my producer and I love to do that where, you hear, it's not just what you hear the first time, it's what you hear new the fifth time. And And we're just really lucky to have some amazing musicians, and Paul is really, really talented, and the people around us are able to do this. So I'm very, very lucky to have musicians and producers and people that can add layers, subtle little layers.
Ooh, we're very, very lucky to have you joining us this morning, Greta. We love your work, and keep it up.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. We'll see you up this way real soon, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
That's great. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Narcissistic. We were west of west and a little too far east. You said it was the way we were heading.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.